what you do. Later on, switch on the TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams is on.
Yes, he is. That's me, Rick Adams. At long last, another 24 hours has gone by, ladies and gentlemen, and here we are again, 9 to 10 Central Time, and we're here on Republic Broadcasting Network. You and me and all of the rest of us all around the world listening to us on the Internet, on a number of stations, and it's a pleasure to have you with me. Radio Avenger here, the Paul Revere of talk radio. And tonight I'm going to be taking you through a little walk through history, some history, starting really at the turn of the last century, and then moving up to the present, and to understand why we are where we are today, the mess that we're in, and the hatred that is experienced for Americans, and why we are in the mess that we are in is indeed a question that seems to elude even the so-called finest minds that we have in Washington. You remember that Get Smart TV show with Mr. Adams, was it? No, Maxwell Smart, was it? Anyway, there was a scene there in which, as you know, Maxwell Smart was being informed about Chaos's plans to kidnap the finest minds that we had in America. And Maxwell Smart said, well, at least Washington is safe. Boy, I'm telling you. How many a truth is said in jest, right? Well, I'll take you through a little bit of history tonight and tell you really about the evils that have been perpetrated by the American government, unbeknownst to the American public, thanks to the controlled media. And then later on in the broadcast, we hope to have, Joe the Bible Guy on, talk to us a little bit about who these Kenites are, since many of you have been questioning me and calling and trying to find out more about the Kenites and who they are today, who they were, and what role they have to play, particularly now with prophecies coming to fold, the Roman Catholic Church having a new pope. All of this is getting very interesting, so you know the number and the routine. It's toll-free, 800-313-9443. It's that simple. 800-313-9443. Dial the number. My producer, Paul, will be putting you right on the air. We'll get to you as soon as we can. And by the way, let me take this time once again to remind my good listeners about Dr. Cass Ingram. Now, he's on book tour right now. He's a naturopath. He's a doctor, medical doctor, but he knows how to treat causes and not just symptoms now of disease. He's been doing it for a number of years. And he wants you to know you can finally live pain-free and without inflammation thanks to his new incredible discovery, InflaEase. It actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis, agonizing pain, and much more. Order this amazing product. Call toll-free 800-243-5242. That's 800-243-5242. Order InflaEase today. It's the natural answer for inflammation. And don't forget to mention you heard it on Rick Adams' show, Uncensored Radio, Free America. All right, it's time for a break. We will be right back to start the program. Stay tuned.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Do you want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
That's the most ridiculous story I've ever heard. Absolutely preposterous.
Yes, sir, it is a bit ridiculous when you hear George Bush enunciate his, quote, foreign policy to the world, a policy supposed to protect America and protect us from terrorism. Of course, to do that, we must all embrace democracy, something that our founding fathers eschewed, something they despised, democracy, and rightfully so, by the way. Unlike George Bush, they could read, and they could read history. They knew things. They understood history. Well, this question comes up again in our history about the term recognition. What do I mean? What do you mean, Rick, recognition? Well, the United States government recognizes these new nations, and, you know, following World War II and the creation of the UN, the house that Alger Hiss built, we were basically, or this government in Washington was starting to recognize officially new governments around the world. In American practice, recognition has usually been extended after a new state or a new government has given unmistakable evidence of its ability to maintain a separate existence and to fulfill its international obligations. Now, in the United States Constitution, there is no express mention of the power of recognition. Provision is made, however, for the reception of ambassadors and other public ministers by the president. According to diplomatic practice, the very fact of reception constitutes a mode, if you will, of recognition. Well, it was in this manner that the government of the United States inaugurated our recognition policy by extending recognition to the newly organized Republican government of France. And you know when that was? May 17th, 1793. It was Jefferson, as our first Secretary of State, who formulated the American doctrine of recognition. His correspondence revealed that while he advocated the recognition of de facto governments, his advocacy of such governments was based upon the assumption that these governments represented the will of the majority of the people. A de facto government is one actually functioning as a result of a revolution or rebellion, but not yet permanently established or recognized. Jefferson was not interested in de facto governments erected by aggressive minorities. His position was made very clear in his instructions to Gouverneur Morris with reference to the revolutionary government of France. Here's what he said in 1792. Listen to this. It accords with our principles to acknowledge any government to be rightful which is formed by the will of the nation, substantially declared, quote unquote. On March 12, 1793, the very next year, he repeated this dictum, quote, we surely cannot deny to any nation that right whereon our own government is founded, that every one may govern itself according to whatever form it pleases. The will of the nation is the only thing essential to be regarded, unquote. Well, these principles of recognition, as I said, not mentioned in the Constitution specifically, but basically in the tradition of Jefferson himself, were followed pretty closely until 1877, when another criterion was added. In his annual message to Congress, President Hayes indicated that he had applied another test relative to the recognition of the Diaz government in Mexico. Hereafter, new governments to be recognized should not only rest upon the will of the people, but also must be able to fulfill their international obligations. Well, in February of 1913, just before the inauguration of Woodrow Wilson as president, Francisco Madero, the chief executive of Mexico, was driven by force from the presidential office and murdered. The finger of suspicion pointed to Victoriano Huerta, who soon assumed the presidential office. Now, Woodrow Wilson applied the Huerta de facto government, the Jeffersonian test of whether it rested upon the popular will of the Mexican people. Wilson refused, believe it or not, to accord recognition to the Huerta government in Mexico, thereby deeply disturbing extensive oil interests which had hoped to secure rich oil concessions from the hirelings of Mr. Huerta. Wilson held firm, though. He made Huerta flee his presidential office and nearly brought on war with Mexico in 1913. But he had upheld the Jeffersonian policy of recognition and had refused to recognize a government tainted with murder. Now, this policy of recognition was not always followed by Wilson, obviously. In 1917, in the case of Russia, the Department of State bypassed the usual tests of recognition. So by March 11th of 1917, revolution broke out in St. Petersburg, and on March 16th, the Tsar abdicated. A provisional government under Prince Lvov was established, and it promptly looked to the United States for recognition. Who else? Hey, this is where the money is. This is the basket case now of the world. Then it was the breadbasket. Now, you see, this is where we started to change our philosophy and our foreign policy under the Wilson administration. Under the Bolshevik regime and the pressure that the provisional government of Russia collapsed on November 7, 1917, the wishful thinking of President Wilson and Secretary Lansing had merely led to a costly experiment. And with regard to the Bolsheviks, who seized power by murder in Russia, Wilson returned to the traditional American recognition policy. It was the action of President Roosevelt
In recognizing Red Russia in 1933, that meant a total abandonment of that policy and a complete 180-degree turn. You remember that? Huh? Many of you students of history will remember. In 1933, Roosevelt came into office. He completely and officially decided to recognize the butcherish regime of Joseph Stalin, the Jesse James of the Urals. That's right. Stalin had just finished murdering about 6 million kulaks, the well-to-do Russian farmers. Stalin stretched his hands, red with the blood of millions, across the broad Atlantic and embraced his buddy, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Now, you see, the History Channel has been putting on a lot of propaganda about Roosevelt and what a wonderful man he was. Essentially, that's the basic tenor of these programs, is that despite his little faults here and there, FDR was the savior of America, both domestically and internationally. And, of course, nothing could be further from the truth, as we are showing you now. So in 1933, it was official. After Stalin proved that he was the greatest mass murderer in history up to that time, Roosevelt extended recognition, this principle of recognition, to him. And even Wilson started to abandon it, but didn't fully abandon it. Even he held to some inklings of it. Now, Roosevelt knew that on August 10, 1920, Bainbridge Colby, the last Secretary of State under Wilson, had sent a famous note to the Kremlin in which he rejected the Soviet bid for total recognition. Roosevelt also knew that every Secretary of State had sent similar notes of rejection. Despite that, Franklin Delano Roosevelt decided it was time to embark upon a whole new foreign policy of recognition of murderous, thuggish regimes. Communism badly needed American help, you see. In Europe, Hitler was daily denouncing Soviet Russia. And in the Far East, Japan had plans to push Russia out of North China. If Stalin could get Roosevelt to fight both Germany and Japan and crush them, Russia would dominate a large part of the world. Roosevelt did just that, ladies and gentlemen. The opening operation in this grim game of saving communism was Roosevelt's diplomatic recognition of Soviet Russia. On November 16, 1933, Roosevelt cynically wreaked over our traditional foreign policy of recognition by abandoning the old tests of whether a government should be recognized. That is, does the government rest on popular approval, and can it be depended upon to fulfill its international obligations? Well, Roosevelt knew that Stalin was the greatest mass murderer of all time, and that his government was imposed upon the Russian people by murder and brute force. FDR knew this, and he knew that the Soviet government had a long record of refusal to pay its debts, and that it scorned the idea of fulfilling its international obligations. Roosevelt knew all of this, you see? He knew it, and despite the fact that he knew it, he extended official recognition to the greatest murderous regime in history. That was the first act in a tragedy of errors that led to involvement in World War II, the destruction of Russia's encircling foes, and the gift of $11 billion of lend-lease goods, all of which made Russia a Frankenstein that has threatened all of Europe, all of Asia, South America, Latin America over the previous decades. Thanks to the United States and the American taxpayer, and what came out of World War II, the IMF, the World Bank, and all of this other international nonsense. So, this is what we're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be back after the break to continue to explain to you what's really been happening over the last 100 years and why the worst is yet to come unless it stops. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, the program Uncensored, Radio Free America.
What would you give to have a product that could help you feel, look, and perform as though you were years younger? A product with all natural herbs, vitamins, and nutrients, ingredients known to play key roles in energy production, mental function, stress reduction, and healthy aging. Well, Ageless Extra has the antioxidant power of more than 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. It's a great tasting formula that comes in concentrate or in ready-to-drink bottles. Ageless Extra helps to support immunity and vitality, helps reduce the inflammation associated with aging, and helps enhance memory, mental clarity, and focus. Ageless Extra also helps to increase mobility and joint flexibility. Call today, 1-877-605-9200, and try Ageless Extra with a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's 877-605-9200. You'll find a link to our website at rbnlive.com. Operated by Independent Oasis Associates.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
With all the junk food, fast food, and pre-cooked meals out there, do people actually consume the nutrients that will improve their health? Everyone starts with good intentions. A few pills here, a glass of juice there, but what about an entirely new approach to wellness? What about a brand new market of nutrient delivery? Triathletes and marathon runners opt in down small packets of gel, providing a timely blast of energy. And why couldn't this exact system work for daily consumption of vitamins and minerals? It can. Through suspension gel technology, our daily nutrients can be taken anywhere, quickly and easily. Think about it. No glasses, no supersized pills, no waterlogged juices, no ineffective sprays and creams, just pure, concentrated nutrients in an easy-to-take, rapidly absorbed, taste-bud-busting gel. You squeeze in your mouth. A great way to get your daily nutrients. For more information to improve your health, call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055. Or go on the web at together.ws.
Well, if that's the Avengers, this must be Radio Avenger, and it is Rick Adams, and yes, the program, Uncensored, Radio Free America, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we're talking a little bit about the history of the United States foreign policy and the Constitution and how this history was changed, particularly in the 1930s, going beyond anything that even President Wilson dreamed of under the control of the Council on Foreign Relations. You see, they don't make major shifts in policy immediately. They pave the way for it. Wilson was doing that in rather surreptitious ways, you see. But once Wilson was out and successive administrations had come and gone, including Herbert Hoover, then the time was ripe for a depression, that depression created by the Federal Reserve System. And, of course, President, yes, indeed, Roosevelt, decided it was time to spring the most massive fraud in domestic history that had ever been perpetrated upon the American people, the theft of their money, the theft of their gold, and the implementation of a depression created by the Federal Reserve System and engineered government socialism, paternalism, all of this as the driving force of the successive Roosevelt administration. Now, you know, of course, that Roosevelt campaigned on a promise to keep us out of the war, World War II.
He said that if I'm president again, I tell you right now, I'm against war, Eleanor's against war, and everybody in my family, including my mistress, is against war. And we will have no war right up until he was reelected. Of course, he was plotting behind the scenes to get America into that war in violation of everything our founding fathers laid down in the Constitution and the principles of the various Monroe Doctrine concepts and recognition, as we've just pointed out. Knowing, of course, that if you want to fool all of the people some of the time, you have to be clever. You have to first create a crisis. And the crisis was the Depression, of course, that led to the, quote, rescue from capitalism by the government. That crisis being Pearl Harbor, which, of course, propelled us into war. Nothing else would satisfy. Roosevelt tried his commission, his White Commission, or committee, tried to frighten the American people into war, telling them that German spies were entering American cities, that the Germans were already off our coast waiting to attack us. And, of course, all of that was nonsense. It was just an absolute lie. Well, that wasn't enough, though. The American people knew that we had been lied to in World War I. They were told that would be the war to solve all wars. Well, it wasn't. And it left the world far worse off because of U.S. interventionism in World War I than would otherwise have been the case. So once again, we had to have another war. And that war, of course, was the result of everything we did in the First World War to punish and ostracize Germany as victim of French and English aggression under the international banking families of the Rothschilds and their fellow travelers. Well, I know it gets heavy. But those of you who listen to Republic Broadcasting and listen to me, you know enough history. Those of you who listen regularly know that, as Henry Ford once so proudly said, history is bunk, unless you've read real history. Now we know real history, those of us who do our own research. We've been lied to from day one. And George Bush is just one of a succession of liars. He's nothing new. George Bush's mouth opens and closes on cue. The wires are there. They open the top, they open the bottom, and the mouth moves, the tongue moves. And that's all it is just a puppetry. I hate to be so crude about it and so vulgar, but ladies and gentlemen, that's the simple reality. George Bush has not had an original thought in his life. Oh, by the way, I'd like to take a little time to maybe sing this little song if I get a chance tonight. If not, we'll do it tomorrow night, Beverly Hillbillies tune. But in any event, I just wanted to spend a few minutes here tonight showing you how, by changing our Constitution and the precedent set up in our foreign policy, we change the world. Not for the better, but for the much worse. The United States did it, and it used American blood and American taxpayers. And most Americans, unfortunately, are still woefully ignorant of what their government did in World War II. And the millions of people that were murdered because of American aid and comfort to the communist dictatorship in Moscow. But now we're beginning to see it. Now we're beginning to reach people with the truth on the Internet. So this is important to understand where we're going now with these new wars of aggression, the neocons, and their plans for your children. Now, I have on the line with me our Bible scholar friend, Joe, from the Church of Smyrna, and he's going to be with us in the next and last half hour to talk a little bit about these issues and this group called the Cainites. And, Joe, hello, are you there?
Hi, Rick, I am here.
Oh, good. I hope you've been able to catch much of the program here.
Yes, I've been listening in, Rick.
All right, I'm sure you're in tune with a lot of what I've been saying.
Yes.
Great. Well, it's good to have you with us, Joe.
It's good to be here, Rick.
Thank you very much. When we hear that music in the background, it's time to break, and that'll be in a few seconds. When we come back, I want to get your history and your report on these people we call the Cainites today, who they are and what they're up to. Stay where you are, Joe, and we'll be right back with you and our listeners and callers as Uncensored Radio Free America continues. I'm Rick Adams. Yeah.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Are you one of the millions who have trouble waking up every morning? Hit the snooze a few too many times? Need that morning cup of coffee to get you started? Why not put a little spice in your morning with Gano Cafe? Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this great coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb, miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. To get your cup of great-tasting coffee, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. That's 1-888-841-6055.
Today, we're all going to learn a new term. It's only 2 words. Now listen closely. Can all of you say constructive fraud?
Constructive fraud!
The nighttime ride of the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Uncensored Radio Free America. Rick Adams is back.
Hey. All right. Yeah. Constructive fraud, that's what they call it. That's what we've been entertained with for the last 100 years or so. You young folk listening now, listen up. Because your turn is coming to go and serve in the New World Army, the New World Order Army of these people. With me on the line is a close friend and someone who's made his appearance before. You know, we've talked about the Bible and how it ties into modern day events today. And he is Joe. We call him Joe from the Church of Philadelphia in Smyrna. Hello, Joe.
Hi, Rick.
How have you been?
Very good, Rick.
Excellent. Well, now that you're with us tonight and you've heard my intro and my little discourse on history in America and how most Americans don't even know history, as Henry Ford once said, you know, history's bunk.
Yeah.
They don't know anything about the history of the Bible or what the Bible really teaches either, do they?
That's right. It's known as his story.
History. His story, yes.
His story.
You've been researching, Joe, a lot. Let me let you talk now. Let you inform our listeners. This word you've used before, you know, you sparked some calls last time. about the word Kenite. How many churches today talk about the Kenites, and what is this word, the Kenites?
Well, the word Kenite is an English translation. It means sons of Cain. In the Hebrew, it's Kayan. Can be found easily in the Strong's Concordance. And it's a seed line found in Genesis chapter 4 of Cain and his sons, the Kenites. Now,
we know Cain by what he did, right? What he did, he murdered his brother.
There it is. Yes.
Abel.
That's right.
And he asked the question originally, am I my brother's keeper?
Right.
He didn't say he was his brother's keeper, but he asked God, am I my brother's keeper?
Right.
And that was really a very arrogant thing for him to say, wasn't it?
Well, you know, to lie to God is one thing, and to lie to a man is another thing.
Right.
The father said to him, who do you think you're talking to? And he said, am I my brother's keeper? And, you know, he was lying to God.
Mm-hmm.
And so God said to him, I'm going to try to keep this simple.
Sure.
For what you've done, I'm going to put a mark on you, known as the mark of Cain. It's the same mark as the mark in Revelation, the mark of the beast.
Right.
It's one and the same mark.
Very interesting.
And it's a mark of protection. And Cain said, now all those seeing me will want to kill me. Well, through the generations to come. And the father said, no. He says, whoever touches Cain seven times will come on his head.
That's interesting.
So the father was actually protecting him and his seed line all the way through to the end of this age. For
that protection, went, a lot of people don't believe this, but you believe it. As far as the flood, the universal flood.
Yes.
Covered the earth, and some people say it wasn't universal. And yet, you can argue that. You can argue till the hills, you know, turn blue. But let's accept the idea that it was a universal flood. Did Cain and his seed survive that flood?
Well, over in Chronicles, 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 55, it gives a big, long dissertation of the sons of Judah, Judahites.
Yeah.
This one was the son of this one, was the son of this one, was the son of this one. It goes on and on. And verse 55, that's 1 Chronicles chapter 2, verse 55.
Yes.
We see the Kenites mentioned, and of all things, what were they doing? They were keeping books for the sons of Judah.
Isn't that interesting?
Isn't that interesting?
It sure is.
So they must have survived one way or another.
That's right.
One wants to get technical about how they survived. The father had his way of doing it, no matter which way he wanted to do it.
And they are.
Because he was preserving them.
Not only to survive the flood, but to survive right up until the end of the age, right?
That's exactly right.
Which the end of the age means the end of this period prior to the second coming of Christ.
Right.
Okay.
Even Jesus himself didn't cleanse the priesthood of them when he walked the earth. And those were the ones that were responsible ultimately for his death. They were behind the whole thing.
Yes.
But that's the reason he came to this earth anyway, was to die at their hands.
Yes.
So that Satan would be guilty of killing an innocent man.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, over in the Church of Philadelphia, which I visit quite often.
Yes.
And I I love this church. It says there, to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, this is Revelation 3, verse 7, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key to David, the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works. See, this key is very important, this key to David. I'm going to talk about this a little bit later.
Mm-hmm.
I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews, and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and to worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved thee. That word Jews in that verse translated is Judas. Judas in the Greek. And it means seed line of Judah or resident of Judea.
Mm-hmm.
One of those two. So there's many different ways that you can interpret this as far as where the true sons of Judah, the seed line of Judah, went to this day. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make reference to them later on in the program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Kenites can be traced all the way through the scriptures from Genesis to Revelation. For the sake of time tonight, I'm not going to go into detail with that, but Jesus pointed them out very nicely in many of his sayings, mm-hmm. Hear of your father the devil.
Yes.
But there's one particular area that I'd like to go into, Rick, for those out there tonight that have eyes to see and ears to hear. And it's something that Jesus did, not to the multitudes, but parable of the sower. Incorporated in the parable of the sower was the kingdom of heaven, the parable of the kingdom of heaven. And I'm going to pick it up from Matthew chapter 13, verse 25.
Yeah.
But while men slept, let me do 24. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field.
Uh-huh.
25. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. That word tares is a zanya in the Greek. And it's zawan, as it's known today in Palestine. It even grows to this day.
Oh, is that right?
While growing, it looks like wheat, Rick.
Ah.
Looks just like wheat. But when it's full grown, the ears are long and the grains are almost black.
Mm-hmm.
Each grain of the zawan must be removed before grinding it to wheat. Grinding wheat.
Yes.
Or the bread becomes bitter and poisonous.
So there's an analogy there he's making, yes.
Wheat is golden.
Uh-huh.
Jesus always used nature.
Mm-hmm.
Wheat is golden.
Yeah, yeah.
But the tears show their true colors as they ripen.
They sure do, huh?
Okay. Now, this is very important, this part of the parable of the sower, and most preachers don't ever get to this part at all.
They never do. They never talk about it, do they?
Down to verse 29, and he said to 28, and he said unto them, an enemy hath done this. This was the bad seed was being planted. The servant said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? And he said unto them, nay, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat with them. That's why you can't touch a Kenite today. You see, you'll never hear me mention a Kenite by name. Mm-hmm. I'll mention them as a group.
Yes.
But see, I'm not allowed to mention them by name.
Uh-huh.
Let both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I say unto the reapers, gather ye together first the tares and bind them in bundles and burn them, but gather the wheat into the barn. Now, one thing is very curious about this particular dissertation.
Mm-hmm.
And that's this. Over in Matthew chapter 13:34, it says, all these things spake Jesus unto the multitude in parables. But without a parable spake he not unto them.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, whenever he spoke to the multitude,
yeah,
it was always a parable. He never
right,
explained
right.
it.
Right.
Then Jesus, over in verse 36, then Jesus sent away the multitude. Sent the multitude away and went into the house. In other words, he went into private.
Mm-hmm.
When you send away the multitude, and his disciples came unto him saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. They wanted to know the explanation, but
right,
it had to be done in private.
Exactly.
This had to be, Rick.
Yeah.
What I'm referring to you now, Rick, is part of the key of David. And this is a key for anyone out there that has ears to hear and eyes to see. This will open the whole door to the scriptures.
Oh, absolutely.
This will open the door to the real realization
I know there's some people out there who understand what you're saying. I don't know how many don't, but I would say a lot of us don't if we don't put our minds to the scriptures and let the Spirit lead. Now, this is, see, the Bible is so perfect and it's a book of codes and numbers, you know. We were talking yes. about this the other day with a friend, and we were talking about the numerology in the Bible and how the numerology is written throughout the scriptures in perfect symmetry.
Yes.
Now this is like, hey, what? What are you guys talking about? To the average person who might be tuning in, say, I never heard this before. Well, you're not going to hear it. Most preachers probably don't understand it. They're not taught this in seminary. Oh, by the way, I call them cemeteries. Spiritual cemeteries, not seminaries.
Jesus did too. He referred
yes, he
to
did.
Them in the Old Testament as Methodists.
Yeah. Right, right. Well, by the way, anybody out there want to get a quick word in, or if you have a question of Joe, 800-313-9443 is the number. I know this is so interesting, but I give the number anyway in case you do. 800-313-9443. We have room for you. Joe, as you were saying now about the Cainites, you don't name them. You don't mention them by name.
No.
And the scripture tells us that. You know them by their fruits and as a group and who and what they are, their seed line today.
That's right.
And what part of the world do they dominate today? Where are they most likely to be found?
Rick, today I'd say they've come to the full and they've infiltrated probably every government and every economy in the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They control it lock, stock, and barrel to the max.
And that would be the Federal Reserve System, too.
Oh,
the banking system.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
The father allowing it, of course.
Yeah. For his purpose. Now, his purpose is utterly to destroy them in the end, but the whole idea is that he's chastising his people, right? His
yes.
Israelite people.
And I would like to say to the Kenite that's listening out there tonight that you can come to Jesus. You can accept the knowledge that's being brought forth here tonight. I just want to say up front to the Kenite that if you do convert, it's going to be a very rough, rough road for you. But it'll be well worth it.
Mm-hmm.
I know your own people will really make it hard for you. But
uh-huh.
if you come to Jesus, the true Jesus, it'll be well worth the trip.
Mm-hmm. Now, Joe, because we don't have too much time, it's time goes by so fast. Can you relate before the break a little bit about your thoughts on the Vatican and what role the Vatican plays in this whole thing?
Okay.
We have a new pope.
We have a new pope.
Yes.
And I've admired this pope, Rick, for this man.
Which one, the new one or John?
Yes, the new pope. The new pope.
Okay. Ratzinger.
Mm-hmm. And I've admired him throughout the years.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned to a few people while the voting was going on, I said, geez, I'd really like to see him get in. And lo and behold, the father placed him there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Rick, here's the way I view it. He's a son of Judah. You see, mm-hmm. Germany, the Christian seed
That's right.
line and the Jewish
That's right.
seed line of Judah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, he's a son of Judah. He's a Judahite. Very, very interesting that the father would place a Judahite in the Vatican as the head of the Vatican.
All
now,
right.
My conversations with the father, my heavenly father, throughout the years, many years of study and a very nice close walk with my father. He's told me, Rick. Hello, Rick.
Yes, I'm here.
He's told me that the Vatican, the Catholic Church. See, they were both one church at one time, the Anglican Church and the Vatican.
Mm-hmm.
They were both of one unity. The Father wanted them separated. Let's see, the Catholic Church would be the Church of Peter to the Gentile. I'm trying to simplify this.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The Church of Peter to the Gentile, and the Church of the Anglican Church, the Catholic Church of England, the Queen of England, that royal seed line would be the Jacobites, the natural seed line, or the Anglo-Saxons in the Gaelic tongue means sons of Isaac.
Very, very fascinating. This is complicated, but I understand what you're saying. Now, Joe, before we do this, I just want to mention we are going to take callers, and we do have Charles from Texas on the line, but it wouldn't be fair to him to do so right now because we are coming up on a break, okay?
All right.
But you do want to complete your thought. What were you going to say before we take the break? Go ahead, Joe.
We have a man, and I believe we're in the last throes of the end times.
Uh-huh.
Coming up very, very close on.
Yes.
And I believe that this man has been placed in this office at this time because the Father has he said he's got his set time. He knows the set time coming up. And he's put this man of Judah, the
yes.
Queen of England is of Judah, by the way.
All right, listen, hold that thought. We're going to come right back with Joe of the Church of Smyrna right here on Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, your host. We'll be right back.
From the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
I have lived with a foot disorder called tarsal tunnel syndrome. My feet became numb with severe aching in my ankles. Additionally, my calves ached. I would have severe shooting pains in my feet, especially at night. While trying to sleep, I would literally cry from the pain that my feet were going through. My podiatrist suggested several different treatments, but could not assure me of any relief. My son told me about Cocoon GH. He assured me that the Cocoon products did what they claimed they would do, and after just 2 weeks, using Cocoon GH Extra Strength, my calves and the shooting pains in my feet started to go away. But best of all, I have the feeling back in the heel half of my feet. This GH has literally saved my life. I now get up each morning and hit the floor running. Additionally, my blood pressure is now 120 over 80, the lowest it's been in 30 years.
Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325.
What have you done? Thousands of years of building and rebuilding, creating and recreating so you can let it crumble to dust.
Yes, sir, it's crumbling all right. My fellow Eloys out there, yes, indeed. I want to remind you, by the way, you can live at least without pain and without inflammation, thanks to Dr. Cass Ingram's incredible new discovery, InfluEase. It actually eliminates the inflammation that causes arthritis, agonizing pain, and more. Give them a call. If you want to order a product that will help you, give them a call tomorrow. 800-243-5242. That simple. 800-243-5242. Order InfluEase today. It's the natural answer for inflammation. All right, we're back now in the final stretch of Uncensored Radio Free America. I'm Rick Adams, your radio avenger. Our guest, Joe from the Church of Smyrna, 800-313-9443. Let's go to the phones. Joe, are you ready for a call here?
Ready, Rick.
Okay, and we have a gentleman, Charles, from Texas. Hello, Charles.
Hello, good evening, Rick.
Yes, go right ahead.
I just had a quick question. I don't want to take too much of your time.
Sure. Go ahead.
Do the Cainites have any relation to the Khazarian Jews?
Joe?
I really don't know.
You know the 13th tribe? Have you read that?
Yes, I read the 13th tribe.
But you don't know if they have any connection with the
Cainites? I would imagine that there's infiltration. As far as speaking as a whole, I wouldn't want to go that route.
Okay.
But I would definitely say that there's infiltration.
By?
They've infiltrated. The Kenites have infiltrated the tribe of Judah to the nth degree. They've made it so tough for the true Judahites. It's through the years. It's been unbelievable. But
so do they serve as like in a? Have they served in the temples and?
Yes, they've infiltrated every one of the four hidden dynasties: the political, economic, educational, and religious. They're a brilliant minded people. They're extremely, extremely intelligent, and they definitely make it a part of their business to be in the right place at the right time, and they get the job done. And they're very faithful to their father.
Mm-hmm. Very interesting, wouldn't you say, Charles?
Yeah, and you're saying their father is?
A Satan.
Lucifer.
Okay.
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure I had that understanding.
Very important points. You know, they don't have the same father as the seed line of Abraham, which is totally different. And, you know, we'll see that in future programs today. Though they claim to be real sons of Abraham, they are sons in the flesh, but not of spirit, are they, Joe?
No.
Very important point. Thank you, Charles, for your call.
Thank you.
I see we're almost out of time, Joe. Just a quick summation, if you will. If you want people to remember anything about this discussion and what's happening quickly in like 20 seconds, can you tell us?
Okay. The main thing is St. Paul, the largest cathedral in England, is St. Paul's Cathedral, Paul's ministry to the Anglo-Saxons. The Anglo-Saxon Christians. Father wanted that separate from the Gentile ministry of the Catholic Church.
Okay.
This Pope is the uniting force between the two.
Very interesting. We'll be back with more tomorrow night. Artie Wheeler, back by popular demand. Thank you, Joe, brother. And we'll be back then. Rick Adams, Uncensored Radio Free America. Good night.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making using bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.